Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones Show. This is Wednesday, May 1st. It's already May, yes, of 2013. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in as the guest host today for Alex, who allegedly will be back either tomorrow or the next day. We're not sure yet, but in any case, I also want to give a shout out to Jakari and David Knight for their excellent job hosting the show over the last couple of days, really breaking it down. Some very good analysis by those guys. In fact, I'm gonna quote them later. But let me give you a brief of what's coming up in the show today. We've got three guests for you. We've got Jeffrey John Alfterheide with some news about a vaccine refusenik tracking app. Yeah, the government wants to track people who are refusing vaccines. So that's coming up later in this hour. Then in the second hour, we've got an interview with Wayne Allen Root, author of The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. You got to love the title. How to Survive, Thrive, and Prosper During Obamageddon. I saw that title. I just had to invite this guy on the show. And I've never interviewed him before, but it should be real interesting. He's got a lot of great recommendations, like a one-year income tax holiday for all taxpayers in America. I mean, how can you not love that idea? So we're going to have Wayne Allen Root on in the second hour, and then in the third hour today, we're going to have Dr. Busby, the expert on radiation, with some very important updates on Fukushima. There is radiation spiking in the soils. Let's see, we've got some more breaking news on that over here. We'll get to that in the third hour, but a lot's happening with Fukushima, and as usual, you are not being told the truth about Fukushima, about the radiation that's coming to America. Now, in terms of the news, we're going to break down the news between now and the time that all of these guests come on board. And we've got a lot of breaking news here, so I'm just going to run down some of the headlines right now, and then after we come back from the next break, we'll get into the actual details. But we've got millions are on welfare in America who are not citizens of America. That's been a big breaking story over the past couple of days. But some new information came out yesterday from Judicial Watch, where there are now apparently workers in the welfare system who are speaking out and saying that there were, quote, van loads of benefits handed out to illegal immigrants, and that the local office was given a quota, said you have to hand out this much benefit, you know, quote, benefit, free money to people. Otherwise, we're going to yank your budget. So they just began basically throwing money at anybody who would walk through the door, who could fill out a form and sign it. They're just throwing money at them because that's, of course, how the welfare state really works. So we've got that story coming up. We've got 42% of the American people, according to a poll, are unaware that Obamacare is law. Unaware. Yeah, you talk about, I mean, sometimes we joke, we talk about the zombification of the masses in America. And you see those things like when Mark Dice did that piece about people signing the petition to usher in a Nazi-style police state. Well, now 42% of Americans are unaware that Obamacare is law. They have no clue what planet they're on, okay? They don't even know. They don't know probably, you know, who's their senator? Who's their congressperson? They have no clue what is going on. They're not aware of reality. They have no cognitive function. We'll get to that later. Here's some other stories we have coming up here on the Alex Jones Show. Genetically modified wheat could permanently damage human genetics by silencing hundreds of genes throughout the body. This is a whole new level of information warfare. It's genetic information warfare. We'll talk about that. Got a couple of stories that I put up about control versus empowerment and how to tell whether people are really evil or good. We'll go into that. It's a very important philosophical shortcut, you might say. And then we've got 10 trends that are driving America into social and spiritual crisis. We're going to cover that here in the next segment. Stay with us. This is Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. This is Wednesday, May 1st, 2013. And this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, sitting in, guest hosting for Alex today. Yes, you are in the right place if you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And I got to say, I'm in a great mood. I'm in a great mood today because we are winning the info war on so many fronts. It's astonishing. The liberal media, you can't even call them liberal, the leftist lying mainstream media is in total desperation. All the stories that they wanted to cover up and sweep under the rug have been exposed by InfoWars and other alternative news people, you know, Matt Drudge and to some extent my site and others. We're winning on so many fronts that they're just backpedaling now. They have to deny that they did deny because their denials have been exposed as total lies, you know, with the DHS bullets that they said didn't exist. And now the whole story about the Boston Marathon bombing is all falling apart. You know, I was talking to the crew before the show. I was like, I want to make sure, let's fact check this, that the alleged Boston Marathon bomber who was found in the boat, he was unarmed, right? I mean, he didn't have a gun, right? And they said, right. And they brought up the news piece to confirm that he didn't have a gun. He was unarmed. And yet I remember the description of the police encounter was that they, quote, exchanged fire. They exchanged fire. How do you exchange fire with an unarmed person? And then CJ says, I think the police were exchanging fire with each other, which is almost certainly the accurate assessment of the situation. They were shooting each other, okay? The police, the cops, the FBI, you name it, whoever was on the scene. They were shooting each other, and they were imagining that they were in a gunfight with a terrorist who probably had nothing to do with this other than being told he was performing a drill for the CIA. So the whole story just completely unravels. The whole thing falls apart. Yeah, they're showing the cop that was shot, probably, you know, so-called friendly fire. All the lies are unraveling is my point. And today on the show, by the way, I should introduce the guest we have coming up, just so you know. But we're going to unravel even more of the liberal media, leftist media lies. Excuse me. I got to stop using the word liberal. It doesn't fit anymore. Anyway, here's who we have coming up. We've got at the bottom of this hour, we've got Jeffrey John Alfterheide from VacTruth.com. He's going to be giving us some breaking news just in a short segment about a new vaccine refusers tracking application. Yeah, if you refuse vaccines, you're going to be tracked like a fugitive. Hey, maybe the cops will exchange fire with you, too, for refusing vaccines, even though you don't have a gun. That's the new thing. Oh, and you got to love the word games of the new police state. Okay, so we exchanged fire with an unarmed man, and the town was in a state of, quote, lockdown, and everybody was supposed to, quote, shelter in place. Yeah, it's not martial law. No, don't worry, folks. There's no martial law happening here. You're just supposed to shelter in place, which means stay in your home until we drag you out of your home at gunpoint. So shelter in place until we knock on your door and then come out with your hands up. And as Ron Paul rightly said, he's more concerned about the police state reaction to the bombing than he was about the bombing itself. And that's accurate. Yes, Ron Paul, you are right yet again. I mean, we should be a lot more worried about police rolling up and down the streets with their armored assault vehicles and pointing their loaded rifles at people in their homes who are taking photos out of second-story windows. We should be a lot more concerned about those people than any so-called, you know, bombers or terrorists or people running around with pressure cookers. And, oh, by the way, we have another story. We're going to play a video later on about a so-called activist chick who went onto a college campus and got a bunch of college students to sign a petition banning pressure cookers. Because the pressure cookers are apparently so evil. They're so incredibly evil. You know, cooking utensils. What, wasn't there a school teacher who was suspended from his job last week for bringing garden tools to school to show his students how you garden? Yeah, because I guess these garden tools, a little shovel, a little rake, they're evil terrorist weapons. Unbelievable. Yeah, there it is. A teacher suspended for showing gardening tools to class. Look how evil those gardening tools are. It's a pair of scissors. It's a pitchfork, a small pitchfork. And now pressure cookers are evil too. And in fact, as I recall, the manufacturer of pressure cookers, one of the manufacturers, actually pulled their pressure cookers off the shelves. Williams and Sonoma, thank you guys. They pulled it off the shelves temporarily before realizing what morons they were and then reversing their recall and putting the pressure cookers back on the shelves. So, I, you know, here's what, probably sooner or later, somebody is going to commit murder with a blender. You know, they're going to run up and down the marathon with a blender, you know, like the Vitamix murderer or whatever. You know, nothing against Vitamix. Actually, Vitamix is a great product. But they're gonna be like the Vitamix rampage, and then there's gonna be a call to ban Vitamixes because someone used them in some kind of atrocious, horrific crime. There is no physical object that is safe from the irrational insanity of the radical left. Believe me, you know, you stab someone with a pencil, they want to ban pencils. You hit somebody over the head with a laptop, they want to ban all laptops. You know, it's incredible. Their incredible infatuation with inanimate objects is just beyond comprehension. I can't even get into it. But getting back to, I promise you, some of the guests here that are coming up today. So here's who we've got. in the second hour. I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. It's all so funny. It's so ridiculous. But in the second hour, we've got Wayne Allen Root, the author of The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. What a great title. How to Survive, Thrive, and Prosper During Obamageddon. I love it. I love it. A guy who writes a title like that, he gets on the show. All right? That's all there is to it. You write a title that good, you're on the show. Period. So I saw the book on Amazon, and I said, we got to get this guy on the show. Wayne Allen Root will join us in the second hour. And then in the third hour, we've got Dr. Busby, the expert on Fukushima and radiation, to give us the latest breaking news on how we're all being irradiated by a problem that the leftist media says doesn't exist. I mean, think about it. Hey, the bullets don't exist. Let's see. The Bill of Rights doesn't exist. And radiation doesn't exist. And Building 7 fell in the perfect demolition-style footprint because it had a couple of office fires, even though in the history of all buildings that are constructed out of concrete and steel, and concrete doesn't melt at those temperatures, by the way, in the entire history of all such buildings, only one building has ever fallen in its own perfect footprint like demolition, and that was Building 7. So even invoking the laws of physics, my friends, invoking the laws of physics makes you a conspiracy theorist. Yes, if you understand thermodynamics and architectural engineering, compression strength of concrete, and the torsion resistance of rebar, if you understand these things, you are a conspiracy theorist, according to people like Rachel Maddow. Oh my God, don't get me laughing on that person. Oh my God, okay. Let's get on to the news. I'm sorry. I'm just too excited today. But let's get on to some of the news. I brought a bunch of news to go over it. GM wheat. Let's start with this one. Genetically modified wheat could permanently damage human genetics by silencing hundreds of genes throughout the body. And it turns out that the GM wheat may be able to transmit its defects through multiple generations of humans. So now, by the way, GM wheat is not yet commercialized, so I don't want to raise alarm over wheat. If you go buy wheat right now, it's not GMO, okay, just to be clear. But they're trying to commercialize GM wheat. They're trying to get the USDA to approve it. And, of course, the USDA loves Monsanto, and so does Obama. So they're going to say, yeah, thumbs up, go for more GMOs in the environment and in the food supply. Pretty soon, if they get their way, we're going to have GM wheat, and then we're going to have a bunch of our genes turned off, like turning off, you know, the biological switches that control everything in your body. How wonderful is that? Just another way to deactivate humanity. Anyway, that's check out that story. I think it's up at Infowars.com as well. Getting to other news, we've got illegal aliens are collecting food stamps. Now, I wrote about this earlier in the week, and it's true that the USDA, and by the way, thanks goes to Judicial Watch for this story, judicialwatch.org, and they filed Freedom of Information Act requests. They got these documents that proved the Obama administration, the USDA under Obama, was pushing food stamps to illegals in Mexico, saying you can sign up for food stamps and get the free food credit from the U.S. government, and we won't check your immigration status. How wonderful is that? And by the way, on food stamps, did you know what you can buy? You can buy a diet soda with aspartame. You can buy regular soda. You can buy lobster. You can buy porterhouse steaks. All the steak and lobster you want, you can buy it all on the USDA's food stamp program, which is called the SNAP program, because apparently somebody there snapped and decided to just start giving away all of Americans' money to illegals who've never even paid a dime of tax into the system ever in their whole lives. So you can buy all these things, but guess what you can't buy on the federal food stamp program? You can't buy vitamins. You can't buy nutrition. You can't buy superfoods because they don't want you to be nourished. They want you to be a victim. I want you to be a dependent on the system. And guess who makes money off the food stamp program? JP Morgan, Chase, and all the other big banks that actually process all of those transactions to the tune of millions of dollars a year in profits for those banks. while Obama gets to recruit a bunch of people that might get amnesty so they can vote more Democrats into office as they're collecting free food stamp money from the government. How wonderful is that? Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with much more.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, we're back. This is the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. Thank you for joining us as we continue to break down all the ways that we are winning the info war by just telling the truth. It's so simple. We just tell the truth. Now, on this issue that I was talking about before we went to break, you know, millions, and I don't know how many, maybe tens of millions of dollars
probably a lot more if you think about it, are being handed out in food stamps to illegals in America. Now, when I wrote this story and I posted it on Facebook just to just get it out there, even knowing that, you know, I was going to get completely bashed by these deranged Facebook users, and the first thing they said was, well, you can't call them illegals. You can't call them that. You have to be politically correct. Otherwise, everything you say is discredited if you call them illegals. You have to call them, quote, undocumented citizens. Undocumented citizens. I said, well, how is that? Because, first of all, they did come into the country illegally. And secondly, they're not citizens of this country. So I can't, you know, sneak into Mexico and then just run around and get food stamps from the Mexican government and get free health care from the Mexican government and get free education and then just say, I'm not illegal, I'm just undocumented. I mean, come on. Every other country in the world would kick you out or at least not pay you a bunch of benefits. That's the real insanity. Look, I'm not against the entire culture. There's a lot to love about Latino culture and the Mexican people, you know, and I've lived in South America. I'm just against us spending U.S. taxpayer dollars to give them benefits when they're not even citizens. I mean, how simple is it? How crazy is that? So just telling the truth, it gets you hated, I guess, by everybody today. completely hated. And now Judicial Watch says illegal aliens got food stamps by the van load. But just to be clear, I'm not against food stamps for American citizens who are in a temporary poverty crisis. I'm not against that. You know, if we can help some families out for a short-term period, I'm all in favor of that. I'd be happy to personally donate food to them. That'd be better than paying the money to the federal government and having them waste it. I'd rather just give food to people who need it. And I've done that, actually, in the past. I've donated truckloads of food to the American Red Cross in Wyoming, by the way. I mean, I've done things like that. But to give away money to people who aren't even citizens is just it's insane. So all of you haters and trolls out there, you're wrong and you know it. And if you keep this system going, they're going to come after your money and your house and your job. And they're just going to take everything and your bank account. They're just going to take it all. So, by the way, switching topics here very quickly. You know, there's been a lot of confusion in the minds of people on the left, a lot of confusion about when exactly is it okay to murder people. And, you know, because they're not covering the abortion trial in Philadelphia, because basically the leftist media says it's okay to kill babies, not only before they're born, but even right after they're born, you know, stab them in the neck with a pair of scissors or just jab them with sharp objects, maybe garden tools, who knows. But it's okay, the left says, to kill the babies after they're born, and you can even have post-birth abortions, but, up to 3 years of age. So it's okay to kill all those babies, according to the left. But then once they go to grade school and they're in a place like Sandy Hook, then you can't kill them anymore. And if somebody does kill them, then it's the end of the world, and you have to take away all rights and all liberties to protect that child that apparently was perfectly okay to kill 6 years earlier, if it was just called a choice. All right, so in order to clear up some of the confusion on this, I did some research and I found a graphic called The Collectivist Guide to Appropriate Murder, which is put out by the Democratic Party. And we're going to show that on screen here on PrisonPlanet.tv for those of you watching. I'm just going to run through this very quickly. Here is, when is it appropriate to murder people, according to the left? All right, so prenatal murder is perfectly acceptable. That's called abortion. That's called a choice. You can just take them out, done. Post-birth abortion, well, that's also still a choice. And who cares if this abortionist was, you know, severing the spinal columns of little babies that were breathing, right after they're born, just slice it away right there. The media doesn't think that's important to cover because they support it. They love it. They kill more babies. That's totally okay. Infanticide, yeah, as it's called. Now then, once the children become school age and then they're wearing backpacks and they have these cute little tennis shoes and they're going to school, then they enter the cute zone, you can't kill them anymore, according to the left. Not okay. Not okay to kill them. But after they turn 18, it's okay to kill them once again if they're in favor of conservatism or firearms ownership. You can go on the evening news and you can say, shoot these people, and everybody laughs about it like Piers Morgan, totally okay. And when they're elderly, you can kill them again. Because you gotta have the death panels, save taxpayer money, run Obamacare. Yeah, that's when it's okay to kill people, according to the collectivist left. I just wanted to clarify.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, a frequent contributor to Infowars.com. And before we get on to our guest here, let me just say, by the way, that last bit was obviously satire. I hope you know that. I was going to mention that, but then it went to commercial. Obviously satire. The left would never admit that they support murder, even though they do. They openly do. And by the way, I just want to give thanks to the media that's actually covering the abortion murder trial. So I want to give a shout out to CNSnews.com. They've been really having great coverage of it. I want to give a shout out to Breitbart, obviously, Drudge Report. StoryLeak has been doing some good work, and they've just submitted a new video that I'm in for the Paul Revere contest. I didn't have any part in creating it, but they interviewed me for it. And that was just released last night. I don't even really know the name. Oh, Disarmed. That's the name, Disarmed. So you can check that. It's a pretty hard-hitting video about gun rights. And he interviews Steve Toth, the Texas representative, who is really an awesome guy who gets it. So I just want to give a shout-out to all of these media sources, alternative media that are doing such a great job out there. I mean, there's Rumor Mill News, there's SteveQuayle.com. There's just so many. I'm sorry if I'm leaving some out, but there's so many great websites out there that are doing a good job. So we got to be thankful for them. And, of course, Infowars.com. Don't take all this for granted. This could easily go away. The government could easily come in and just seize all of these websites. Oh, and by the way, along those lines, I remember a few months ago I talked about developing a peer-to-peer information distribution technology. And I kind of dropped the ball on that. I know some of you out there who are listeners were talking with me about that. Technically, it's a very, very difficult project, but there's possibly a breakthrough in that the BitTorrent company has just released a product called BitTorrent Sync. And I'm checking that out right now to see if we can use a peer-to-peer sync to essentially distribute videos and articles and other content by dropping it into a local folder and having it sync peer-to-peer across all the other computers that have the same share link. So I'm checking that out. That's BitTorrent Sync, if you want to check that out. That could be the answer to what we do in the alternative media if the government tries to take down all of our websites. We do need a peer-to-peer, decentralized or non-centralized information sharing technology, and that could be the answer. So anyway, a lot of you out there who are even more geeky than I am can probably figure that out and get us some answers, but we got to have a technology. That could be it. Now, getting on to our first guest, who's joining us just for a few minutes for an update on this. His name is Jeffrey John Aufderheide. He's the main contributor to VacTruth.com. Yeah, VacTruth.com. Vac, short for vaccine, of course, VacTruth.com. And Jeffrey, I hope I pronounced your name correctly. You can correct me. But he's a fantastic writer. I've been following much of his work for many years. And he just posted a story in the last day or two about a tracking application. I'm trying to find, here it is, a tracking app that would allow the government to track vaccine refusers. So here to give us the details on that story and why it's relevant to all of us and our health freedom is Jeffrey John Aufderheide. Jeffrey, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Mike. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show.
You bet. It's a pleasure to have you on. How do I pronounce your name, by the way? I should know this.
You nailed it. So you're one of the few.
Oh, really? I nailed it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a first for everything. So go ahead. Tell us about the story.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. So what we have here is an application that's called Vaccine Refused. Now, on the surface, it appears to be, you know, pretty benign. What it does is it actually tracks just pretty much what the name says, the vaccine that is refused by you. If you go into a pediatrician's office or a doctor's office or whoever, they can plug in the type of vaccine that you refused, if it's all of them or one or two, there's some demographic information. And this data is supposed to be stored anonymously at the University of Iowa. So I started to dig into this. As a matter of fact, I just want to give a shout-out to one of my colleagues, Bunny Saint-Marie, for sending me this. And I started to dig into this a little bit deeper. And what I found out is that the lead researcher, his name is Dr. Philip Polgreen. And he's the director of Infectious Diseases Society of America's Emerging Infections Network. And so what that basically means is that the CDC has started a program since 1995 to work in cooperation with this society. And what they're doing is they're basically developing this Sentinel network, or they can report like emerging diseases or any developments in disease trends, or something similar to prediction markets, if you will.
Well, I don't think anybody has any problem with them tracking the emergence of disease, but this tracking of people who refuse to get vaccinated, that's very worrisome. That smacks of, you know, police state medicine.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you know, on the surface they say, well, all this data is anonymous. All of this data is it's safe and secure. But, okay, so here's the deal. That might be true to some degree. But now we have to take a look at what else the Centers for Disease Control is in, right? So they're into something also called the Immunization Information System, and that registers all of your vaccine information into their databases. And they have these programs that are being tied into these state database registry programs where they can track information information such as your patient's first name, your social security number, your address, your sex, your mother's name, you know, if you're a child, the vaccine type, the vaccine manufacturer, the lot number, the vaccine provider. So what's to say, Mike, that that vaccine provider, being a doctor's office, presses that button and says, this person refused, and it correlates to that type of information?
Yeah, they can cross-reference it through a relational database check. It's easy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't buy for one second that this stuff is anonymous because, you know, his name is Bruce Schneier, and he writes this great op-ed piece called The Internet is a Surveillance State. And he talks about three different examples. He talks about Chinese military hackers who were implicated in a set of attacks against the government. Well, these hackers accessed their Facebook account from the same infrastructure they carried out their attacks on. Or what about a hacker that was identified that he practiced excellent security practices and he slipped up a little bit and he was caught by the FBI? Or what about Paula Broadwell? She's the one that had the affair with director CIA director David Petraeus. She used anonymous email accounts wherever she went from the hotels, and the only commonality was that she logged in from she was the only person that they could find that logged in from these hotels. So they know how to correlate all the data.
Right.
They know how to do this, and so it's a joke for them to say that everything's anonymous and we're not going to be tracking this. So the whole point behind this application is that it has the ability to not only create heat maps but also pinpoint exact locations. Again, this is, of course, my opinion based on my experience, but it has the ability to correlate your home address, all of that type of information, and put it on a nice little map. Yes. So then the question becomes, who gets that application? Who gets that phone application?
Well, right, and how is it going to be applied? Because we know already that parents who refuse vaccines for their children often have their children kidnapped by CPS or taken away by the state, essentially. And that, in addition, we know that the medical police state is rising under Obamacare. It's gaining more power. And that people who refuse vaccines could then be denied health care procedures.
Oh, yeah. It's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, let's just take a look at there was a recent study done by Frank DeStefano, the director of immunization safety for the Centers for Disease Control. They took data from Kaiser Permanente and tried to, you know, use count antigens, right? As far as if vaccines were going to cause autism. Now, you know, how does that kind of relate here? Well, they already have the tie-ins to the health industry. They already know who gets what. When are they going to start using this information? What's going to be the ramifications, as you just said?
Right, right. Well, and you can bet it's going to be some nefarious use. I mean, since when did the government ever collect data on people and use it to do good? I mean, come on.
Year. What happened with the nurses? They got fired for not taking their vaccines.
That's right.
Right? So what's to say that they're not going to give this type of data? They're, you know, the government can put a little bit of pressure on, through some laws or whatever have you. You know, they're very expert at doing this. But then put some pressure on some corporations to say, hey, you know what? If you're not going to have your people vaccinated, then you're going to lose these types of benefits. Now, and the problem is the government actually purchases a large volume of vaccines, so they are heavily financially interested in making sure that we can continue to consume vaccines.
Sure.
So,
let me interject here, though. My concern is that the very definition of vaccine is being morphed, where they're talking about behavioral vaccines, where they inject you with maybe a nanotech or an organ region specific chemical that essentially lobotomizes a section of your brain. They could call it a vaccine against radicalism, for example. Their definition of radicalism. They can say, oh, you haven't had your vaccine against radicalism, therefore you might be a radicalized danger to society. You got to take this vaccine, which is really a lobotomy that takes away your free will, takes away critical thinking, and so on. I mean, couldn't it proceed to that point, or maybe perhaps we're already there?
Well, I think we have to take a look at this at a broader scope, even than vaccines. Because if they can do this for vaccines, what's to say, oh, we're going to mandate this type of medication? medication for you, and if you don't take it, well, we know who you are, and we know where you live.
That's right.
And so what we have, you know, this might be a concern for certain demographics because, you know, we're concerned about vaccines, but what we really have to be taking a look at is a broader scope, is what does this have the ability to do? And it gives the ability of the high priests of pharmacology to put out their agenda and track who is complying, who is not.
That's right.
And give them what, you know, I mean, you can take a look at what's happening in schools. You know, if children aren't getting their Ritalin or whatever. I mean, they've had, in the past, some children have been taken away from CPS. Some parents have gotten a lot of trouble. So I think, you know, George Washington summed it up best as saying, you know, government is not reason, it's not eloquent, it's force. And like fire, is dangerous. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And I think we have to be very careful of who is influencing our government.
Absolutely. And we also know that doctors will conspire, well, especially pediatricians, they will conspire with CPS to take away your children. I've even said that you should not take your children to a conventional pediatrician ever, because you should go to a naturopath instead. Because a conventional pediatrician, if you don't follow their mandates of what they want you to do to your child, they can just call the sheriff or call the police department and literally have your children kidnapped right there at gunpoint. And they do. This happens over and over again.
There is parents. All parents are at different stages of their awakening, if you will, Mike. And I think that's why, you know, we are so passionate about what we do, is because we're trying to reach those people that maybe not are already awake. I mean, those are the people that are joining our ranks and that are helping out. It's those parents that are maybe it's their first child, or maybe, you know, and the thing is that they're feared into doing this. They're feared into going to their pediatrician. They're feared into vaccinating because, you know, a lot of parents that I talk to, their gut instinct is like, well, you know, I never really felt like these vaccines were the right thing to do. And then I did more research, but then it was too late, and then my child was injured. And you really find a lot of parents with their first child being injured, such as myself, or even, you know, I have about five or six autistic children just in my block alone. It's pretty crazy.
Wow. No, but you're right. Young parents especially, they are naive. They don't understand. They think, well, oh, the system would never do something that would put my child's health at risk.
No, right, right.
But that's wrong. The system always puts your child at risk by injecting your child with, I mean, let's face it, you know, mercury, thimerosal, formaldehyde, MSG, and aluminum. These are all things that are admitted to be put into various vaccines. It's admitted by the CDC. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is listed by the CDC on their own website that that's in vaccines.
Yeah, not to mention viruses cultured off of monkey kidneys, calf blood, sheep skin, monkey testicles, mouse brain. You know, I mean, you can't really make this stuff up.
What do you have against monkey testicles? Come on, man. I mean, everybody should want to shoot those up. Come on.
That was causing cancer in a lot of people back in the 1950s and 60s. That was in the polio vaccine. So
I can't believe that you're against animal parts being injected. But let's tell us about your website, by the way, vactruth.com. Most of our listeners have heard of your website, but just give us a quick overview of what people can find there.
Yeah, sure. Vactruth.com was started by myself in 2009. My oldest son was injured by vaccines. After 21 vaccine doses, he stopped reaching his developmental milestones. And, you know, Mike, we went to what I consider the medical merry-go-round. We went to psychologists, neurologists, speech therapists, occupational therapists, you name it, and they all came back with the same answer. Is that your child appears to be normal from what we can tell. However, we don't know what's wrong with him, you know, and you're just going to have to live with this the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that started my journey, and, you know, lo and behold, you know, we looked into vaccines and looked into autism, and we found our answers. And so what VacTruth is an attempt to reach parents and to kind of tell them the other side of the story, that there's more out to the story than just what your pediatrician tells you.
Yeah.
And you should research vaccines. You should research what's in vaccines and research what type of reactions can happen to your little baby. You know, you can look at, for example, the MMR vaccine insert, and that has over 65 adverse reactions in it. And then what our main goal is to empower parents, because then the bullying doesn't work.
Yeah, right.
natural triggers that doctors use don't work. The psychological methods and manipulation that, you know, the media learned from Edward Bernays do not work on parents because then they can see past all the garbage.
Well, being informed is the ultimate defense, and doctors use the same techniques on cancer patients.
Yep.
And I mean, just I had a recent situation of someone, sort of a distant relative in the family, who the hospital said he had a really high PSA number, which is a completely bogus test they still use for prostate cancer. They didn't even do any biopsy, no MRIs, nothing. They just looked at this number and they started dosing him up with chemotherapy. They almost killed the man. I mean, they almost killed him. Everything was shutting down: kidneys, colon, liver. It was all shutting down. We rescued him out of the hospital, saved his life. He's back to normal, walking, healthy again. You know, his biological functions are working again. But the hospital was trying to kill him, and they used the same tactics. They intimidate people.
Even got him out of the hospital, Mike.
It took some doing, believe me. Believe me. I mean, the hospitals today, they are murder centers. They are literally trying to kill you. But we're out of time, Jeffrey. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's great talking with you.
Hey, fantastic being on the show. Appreciate the opportunity, Mike, and always a pleasure. Appreciate your passion and desire.
Thank you, Jeffrey Alfterheide. He is the founder of VacTruth.com. Everybody, check out the website. Read his articles. The guy knows what he's talking about, and he's helping a lot of people. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset Jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with the purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
All right, here's some news published in Bloomberg today. The Boston Manhunt missed the boat as police skip the street where the alleged bomber was hiding out in the boat, unarmed. Yeah, the police So they locked down the whole city. Well, not the whole city, but this whole section of the city. About 400,000 people or so locked down. Shelter in place. What does that mean? Like, pull out your tent? Set up a tent in your living room? I'm sheltering in place. Yes, I'm doing as I'm obedient. I'm doing as I'm told. But anyway, Boston Manhunt missed the boat. The police skipped the street that this guy was on. All right, so the rolling up and down all the other streets and terrorizing all the citizens who are trying to be as compliant as possible because they're completely spineless. Not one person said, no, you can't come in my house. You don't have a warrant. Get out of here, you criminals. Not one person said that. Wait till they try that in Texas. they're gonna get met with a lot of constitutional lawyers who challenge them. But no, they missed the boat. But they're pulling everybody out of their homes. People who are completely innocent. They have no warrants. They have no reasonable probable cause whatsoever to pull anybody out of their homes. So the police are terrorizing Boston, and they're skipping the street where the so-called terrorist is actually located. Yeah, how pathetic does it get? And we're showing you video for those of you watching online. Well, we're just showing you some video of how they're pulling people out of their homes at gunpoint. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Yeah, you're living in Boston now. This is a police state. You're a criminal. Show me your papers. No, keep your hands up. Don't show me your papers. Don't reach in your pocket. Put your hands back up. Show me your papers. There's a photo of this guy in an armored vehicle pointing his rifle at a citizen with a camera. Because, you know, cameras are evil. So anyway, they skipped the street. Did they skip it on purpose? I don't know. Maybe not. They skipped the street. And then when they finally come back and find the guy, they have a quote, shootout with an unarmed man. They say they exchanged gunfire with a guy who didn't even have a gun. It's beyond comedy at this point. The theater is so pathetic. It's all theater. That's all it is. Look, the government has ceased to become a body that governs, and it has become a body that actually has sort of like Shakespeare in the Park. Shakespeare at the Marathon, but it's not Shakespeare. It's some other tragedy. And it's all theater. It's got the fake Hollywood blood. It's got the professional actors that they use that they openly admitted to play the roles of victims. And then it's got the police role-playing as if they're police who are actually following some kind of law. But really, they're just rolling up and down. What they're really doing is acting like they're, you know, Stasi or secret police from the old Soviet Union or something. It's all role-playing, folks. It's all role-playing, including the victims, including the people in the homes, the people in Boston who were sheltering in place, who were huddling in their homes so afraid we don't have any guns to defend ourselves because we are in favor of gun control. So we need the police to protect us. Oh, look, the police are coming to protect us. Knock, knock, knock. Come out with your hands up. Oh, they're not protecting us. They're arresting us. What went wrong? Well, what went wrong, you pathetic morons, is that you gave up your liberties. You disarmed yourself. You handed power over to the corrupt, criminal police state that is now using that power against you. You are the morons. You are pathetic. Stop giving up your rights. Stop giving up your freedoms. Okay? Do something for yourself. Stand up for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Don't let the police state roll over you and your freedoms, all right? I've had enough of that. Stand up. Be a human being, for God's sake. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the healthy body Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.